This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Massachusetts is hot on the trail of what some think is the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail of renewable energy, that is. The state has launched a $10 million energy storage competition. It's seeking demonstration projects to help utilities overcome the biggest drawback to generating electricity from the wind and the sun. That is, they only produce power some of the time. Matthew Beaton is the state Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary.
Storage is the key technology to help us to really use renewables when the sun isn't shining, when the wind isn't blowing. We can still rely on those electrons that were generated from those resources. This is just one of the most exciting areas because there's so many different forms of storage that are out there. So storage is going to be incredibly important.
There are exotic energy storage technologies being developed right now in the state. One is based on the chemistry of rhubarb. Another uses molten glass. We'll be exploring these and other storage technologies in an occasional series of Bostonomics stories here on WBUR. But this morning, WBUR senior correspondent Bruce Gellerman reports on a big battery already in use in Boston that is not on the cutting edge, but is definitely very cool.
A high-pitched hum comes from pumps and boilers in the basement of the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston's Innovation District. But in the seldom-seen sub-basement below, things are a lot quieter and a lot cooler.
Ooh, it's cold in here.
Yes, it is cold in here, yeah. Absolutely. We're storing energy, right?
Paul Valenta, head of marketing and sales for CalMac Manufacturing, stands in front of neat rows of giant gray plastic cylinders. They're frigid to the touch.
They're big, dumb tanks that do what they're told.
And what CalMac's dumb thermal storage tanks do is cool the Moakley Courthouse in a very smart, energy-efficient way. Large pipes filled with glycol antifreeze connect the tanks to a chiller machine, basically a refrigerator. And then smaller tubes filled with the chilled antifreeze circulate inside the tanks.
And those tubes are surrounded by water, and that water freezes solid.
Turning the 65 tanks, each filled with 1,500 gallons of water, into giant ice cubes. And turning the Moakley Courthouse sub-basement into a farm of frozen batteries that can be charged when energy is cheap and harvested when cooling is needed.
And the idea behind the product is, in most parts of the country, energy is half price at night. And so with our system, you create your air conditioning at night, store it in the form of ice, and then use it the next day to offset a chiller operation using electricity.
Paul Valenta calls thermal storage the low-hanging fruit of energy demand because buildings account for 2/3 of our use of electricity, and the largest share of that is for cooling. With electricity rates in Boston among the highest in the nation, payback for the CalMac storage system was quick.
What was the price tag for this? Do you know?
I think it was an extra $1.5 million back in 96 when the project bid. So it cost $1.5 million, and the savings were going to be about $1.5 million a year. That's a big number.
Over the past 35 years, CalMac has installed its ice storage system in 4,000 buildings in 50 countries. Outside of the Moakley Courthouse in the Innovation District, 20 new buildings are going up. Stores, condos, commercial space. You'd think buying some big, dumb tanks to save big energy bucks would be a no-brainer, but you'd be wrong. The Moakley sub-basement ice storage system is out of sight in seemingly the minds of developers. CalMac's Paul Valenta.
Even when we go around talking to some consultants in the area, we talk about the courthouse project and they say, oh, that system hasn't worked for years. They don't even use it anymore. It's been pulled out.
People don't know about this. Very few people know about this. The people who work here know about it. That's about it.
Bill Johnson is chief engineer at the Moakley Federal Courthouse.
The tenants who are here, they want their office the right temperature. They don't care how we do it. So we need to provide air conditioning. It's just not something that they know about, that they're concerned about. They want the end result.
And in a typical commercial building, people want it cheap, which explains why a simple energy storage system like CalMac's hasn't caught on like wildfire. It's a matter of literally passing the buck. In real estate circles, it's called the triple net lease. Travis Sheehan is Senior Infrastructure Advisor with the Boston Redevelopment Authority.
Building owners don't necessarily have to create the lowest cost power for their tenants because they're passing those costs through.
Sheehan says real estate developers have no incentive to install more expensive energy storage systems because their first concern is reducing their upfront construction costs to make their rents as attractive as possible.
The flip side to that means standard boilers, standard chillers, standard electrical connections.
Federal buildings can afford the higher upfront costs for ICE energy storage because the owner-occupants, taxpayers, are patient. The system pays off in the long run. Bill Johnson, chief engineer at the Moakley Courthouse.
It's tanks. It's tubing. It doesn't break. It doesn't move. You don't have to grease bearings. You don't have to do anything to it. Whenever we can save money here, we all save.
ICE storage is simple. Unlike other exotic energy storage technologies now under development in the state.
And it is nerdy. It's hard to do, but that's what makes it exciting.
Judith Judson is commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources. She's leading the state's energy storage effort. Massachusetts just became the third state in the nation to pass energy storage legislation.
There's a real opportunity to really change the way we utilize our electric grid infrastructure by adding storage.
If by year's end, Commissioner Judson determines grid-scale storage is viable, cost-effective, and needed, mandatory storage targets will be set, and electric companies in the state will have to start complying by 2020.
We're really looking at becoming a national leader in this area and taking advantage of the potential this technology has. But we haven't seen it take off to the level we want.
The United States has more than enough electric generating capacity. If we could just even out our consumption using a variety of batteries to store energy from renewable resources, U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz predicts the nation could be completely free of fossil fuel power plants by mid-century. It would be revolutionary, something to celebrate, and Paul Valenta of CalMAC agrees. The sub-basement of the Moakley Courthouse, where the company's giant energy ICE storage system stands, would make a great place to party.
We could have a giant cocktail party here.
Let's go. Real big one, absolutely.
For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman.